Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. India and Fiji exchanged 7 agreements including on health, standardization, capacity building and also on big impact projects. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithiveni Rabuka in New Delhi, says both countries ready to share their experience in fields of cyber security and data protection. Home Minister Amit Shah criticizes opposition parties for protests against Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. 9 people killed in a road accident in Bulandshahr, Uttar Pradesh. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. In Vietnam, nearly 6 lakh people evacuated, airports closed ahead of Typhoon Kajiki's landfall. India and Fiji today exchanged 7 agreements on health, standardization, capacity building and also on big impact projects in New Delhi. In his press statements, after delegation-level talks with his Fijian counterpart Sithiveni Ligamamada Rabuka, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said a 100-bed super-speciality hospital will be built in Suva, the capital of Fiji. He added that dialysis units and sea ambulances will be sent alongside setting up of Jan Aushadhi centers, which will ensure affordable and high-quality medicine.
हमने तय किया कि सुवा में 100 बेड सुपर स्पेशलिटी अस्पताल बनाया जाएगा, डायलिसिस यूनिट्स और सी एम्बुलेंस भेजी जाएगी और जन औषधि केंद्र खोले जाएंगे जिससे सस्ती और उत्तम क्वालिटी की दवा हर घर तक पहुंचेगी.
Mr. Modi further underscored that both countries are ready to share their experience in the fields of cyber security and data protection and agree that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. The Prime Minister highlighted that India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defence and security sector and an action plan has been prepared in this regard.
फिजी की मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी को सशक्त करने के लिए भारत से ट्रेनिंग और इक्विपमेंट में सहयोग दिया जाएगा. साइबर सिक्योरिटी और डेटा प्रोटेक्शन के क्षेत्रों में हम अपने अनुभव साझा करने के लिए तैयार हैं. हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है. आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं.
Mr. Modi noted that climate change is a critical threat for Fiji, and in this context, both countries are working together on renewable energy. He added that both India and Fiji are together in the International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and Global Biofuels Alliance.
Climate change Fiji ke liye critical threat hai. Is sandarbh mein hum renewable energy, khaskar saur urja mein saath milkar kaam kar rahe hain. International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure aur Global Biofuels Alliance mein hum ek saath hain.
Mr. Rabuka said his delegation has been very impressed beyond expectations with what they have seen, what they have heard and what has been brought to fruition in the signing of the various agreements today. He also said India and Fiji stand together in promoting peace, stability, welfare and development.
We look forward to continuing the great cooperation we have. We have been fortunate to be part of your global efforts in solarization and medicine research and the use of your recent discoveries and inventions. We can only benefit. We may not have the ability to be up there in the front, but whatever we get in our relationship, we will value and we will treasure.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be launching development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will also address a public function in Ahmedabad this evening. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate power distribution projects worth over 1,000 crore in Ahmedabad, Mehsana and Gandhinagar under the Uttar Gujarat Vis Company Limited. Implemented under the revamped distribution sector scheme, these projects will modernize the electricity network, cut losses, reduce outages during adverse weather. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the redevelopment of slums at Ramapirno Tekro under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, alongside major road widening works at Sardar Patel Ring Road and new urban projects to strengthen water supply and sewage management in Ahmedabad. Further, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a new stamps and registration building in Ahmedabad West and state-level data storage center at Gandhinagar. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic.
क्या कोई मुख्यमंत्री कोई प्रधानमंत्री या कोई मंत्री जेल में रहकर सरकार चला सकता है क्या इस देश के लोकतंत्र के लिए शोभारूप है क्या हम मल्टी पार्टी पार्लियामेंट्री डेमोक्रेटिक सिस्टम में है जब आपके पास सदन में बहुमत होता है एक मुख्यमंत्री को किसी भी कारण से जेल में जाना पड़ा 30 दिन तक जमानत नहीं हुई तो अब वो पदमुक्त हो जाएंगे परंतु उनका बहुमत तो बना रहेगा जैसे ही मुक्त होंगे वो फिर से मुख्यमंत्री बन सकते हैं
He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the Prime Minister under the aegis of this bill.
पहले 39वां जो संशोधन था इसमें इंदिरा जी उपराष्ट्रपति राष्ट्रपति के साथ साथ खुद को भी इनके खिलाफ कोई वैधता नहीं रहती है चुनावी मुकदमों का एक संविधान संशोधन लेकर आई थी वो खैर कांग्रेस पार्टी और श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी की नैतिकता का सवाल है नरेंद्र मोदी जी अपने खिलाफ खुद संविधान संशोधन लेकर आए हैं कि प्रधानमंत्री भी जेल में जाएगा तो उसको इस्तीफा दे देना
The BJP today hit out at opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said opposition parties do not have a stand on morality and the idea of good governance. The Enforcement Directorate ED today arrested Trinamool Congress MLA Jibon Krishna Saha from his residence in Burwan, Murshidabad district in connection with the ongoing investigation into alleged irregularities in the School Service Commission SSC teachers recruitment process in West Bengal. Indian astronaut group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla was given a grand welcome in his hometown Lucknow today. Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak and Mayor Sushma Kharkwal received him at Chaudhary Charan Singh Airport. Shubhanshu participated in a victory parade organized by his school, followed by the felicitation ceremony. At his alma mater, the City Montessori School, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla encouraged students to pursue a career as an astronaut. He said the future is bright and we have a vision and a mission to land on the moon by 2040.
We are at the right time, the right opportunities are existing. We have a great vision and ambition to land on the moon by 2040 and it would be one of you probably who will be setting foot there. I think this is a golden time and I am just amazed by the sheer capability of what you guys have. Future looks so promising to me.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 9 people, including 2 women and 1 child, were killed and 45 others were injured in a late-night road accident on National Highway 34 in Bulandshahr yesterday. The incident occurred near Ghatal village when a container hit a tractor full of devotees. The devotees of Gogaji were going to Rajasthan's Gokamedi from UP's Kasganj. Bulandshahr SSP Dinesh Kumar Singh said the accident happened on NH34 on the Aligarh border last night. Around 60 to 61 people were travelling in a tractor from Kasganj district to Rajasthan. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. According to the weather agency, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jinnamani said a low-pressure area is likely to form over the Bay of Bengal coast during the next 48 hours. He said due to this, fresh rainfall is expected at places over Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and parts of Gangetic West Bengal till Wednesday.
Today, 25th of August, for extremely heavy rainfall over isolated places in Himachal Pradesh and Jammu Kashmir and Punjab. And subsequently, on 26th, the rainfall spell will continue also northwest India for the heavy rainfall to very heavy rainfall. And further in the plains, that is Rajasthan, Haryana and Gujarat, we have 3 days heavy to very heavy rainfall orange warning. So Delhi will continue to get the light to moderate spell.
Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been badly affected due to the continuous heavy monsoon rains. In the past 24 hours, Bilaspur district's Kahu recorded the highest rainfall of 190 millimetres. The heavy rains have swollen rivers and streams across the state. A report.
In Chamba district, 3 devotees lost their lives during the sacred Mani Mahesh Yatra. The district administration has suspended the pilgrimage due to adverse conditions. Heavy rainfall has created flood-like situation in several areas of Kangra district, including Indora, Noorpur and Fatehpur, where the administration is engaged in efforts to ensure people's safety. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, landslides have blocked 3 national highways and 625 connectivity roads across the state. In Kulu district, National Highway 305 is closed, while in Mandi district, the Chandigarh-Manali NH3 and the Mandi-Pathankot National Highway 154 are also closed. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
Life has been badly affected in many districts due to heavy to very heavy rains in the last 4 days in Jaipur. In view of the warning of torrential rains, holidays have been declared for schools and Anganwadi centres in 19 districts today. More from our correspondent.
In the last 24 hours, very heavy rains have been recorded in Nagaur, Churu, Jalor, Udaipur, Sirohi. And heavy rains have been recorded at some places in Sikar, Hanumangarh, Bikaner, Jodhpur, Dholpur and Ajmer district. Many roads are blocked due to which villages and towns have lost contact with the district headquarters. Low-lying areas of many cities and villages are submerged. Heavy rains have caused havoc and extensive damage in both rural and urban areas. Power and water supply is disrupted in many areas. Along with the administration, NDRF and SDRF teams are engaged in relief and rescue work. With Jitendra Divedi's report from Jaipur, Jayasa Pandey for Akashwani News.
Vietnam has shut down airports, closed schools and begun mass evacuations as it prepares for the most powerful storm so far this year. Vietnam's weather agency said Typhoon Kajiki, with wind speed up to 166 kilometers per hour, is due to make landfall Monday afternoon. The government has ordered more than 5.86 thousand people to be evacuated ahead of the arrival of Typhoon Kajiki. The government said in a statement that Kajiki would bring heavy rains, flooding and landslide, and that more than 16,500 soldiers and 107,000 paramilitary personnel have been mobilized to help with the evacuation and to stand by for search and rescue. India bagged 2 gold medals on the opening day of the 30th Commonwealth Weightlifting Championship in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. In the women's 44 to 48 kilogram category, Priti Smita Bhoi lifted 63 kilograms in snatch and 87 kilograms in clean and jerk, finishing with a total of 150 kilograms. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty extended their initial gains and were trading around 0.5% higher during afternoon trade today. The Sensex advanced 425 points to 81,731, while the Nifty rose 125 points to 24,995 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, realty and metal were gaining the most, while media and healthcare were losing. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Fiji exchanged 7 agreements, including on health, standardization capacity building and also on big impact projects. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithivenni Rabuka in New Delhi, says both countries ready to share their experience in fields of cybersecurity and data protection. Home Minister Amit Shah criticizes opposition parties for protests against Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. 9 people killed in a road accident in Bulandshahr, Uttar Pradesh. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. And in Vietnam, nearly 6 lakh people evacuated, airports closed ahead of Typhoon Kajike's landfall. And with that, we end the midday news.